The reggae band ZZ Star All Stars made a name for themselves in 2003 when they covered Pink Floyd on their album The Dub Side of the Moon. This time, it's Radiohead who gets the treatment on the album they call Radio Dread. It's a take on the Radiohead album OK Computer. We'll hear the band play live and talk with one of the masterminds behind both the ZZ Star label and the All Stars. It's Eric Smith. And I began by asking Eric about the choice of Radiohead for a second album, thinking that doing a second Pink Floyd album might have been the choice at the time.
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, coming out of Dubside and success, we were very aware of coming back with a second effort that was going to be dismissed as a marketing ploy rather than a piece of art. So we didn't want to just come back with The Wall or another classic 70s album, and we weren't really committed to coming back with anything. We pretty much looked at probably every album in the top 200 over the last 30 years. And now we kept coming back to this one.
Now, why did OK Computer work?
Why did it work? Well, you might want to talk to everyone else here a bit.
Yes, but, sure.
I think there's a natural progression. There's a lot of connections, I think, between Radiohead and Pink Floyd. And for us, there's a deepness to this album. There's just a lot to grab onto. Regardless of the chord changes or, you know, the time signatures, there's just still a lot there to work with.
You know, it's interesting to go back and listen to OK Computer after hearing this. Do you think that what you guys did with it brought out different things that you wouldn't have heard first time?
Well, I mean, the public comes back to us with a lot of comments, and the thing we hear the most is that they can hear the lyrics now.
Ah, good point.
Even from diehard Radiohead fans, there's a new way to hear lyrics, and that's, I think, something interesting.
Well, why don't we start with Airbag, because the people who are familiar with OK Computer, this one kind of is a bit of a stretch, right?
Yeah.
We have to do it as the album, or did you?
Well, definitely. We're doing the whole album, good and bad, fitter, happier, Airbag, all of it.
Okay, well, cool. Let's hear a version of Airbag. from one of the most beloved albums of the past decade, OK Computer. Radiohead's album comes Radio Dreads, the version from the Easy Star All-Stars version of Airbag, and which will throw fans of the album a little bit of a curve way that when it works out. Now, I'm curious that you have so many people working on this one. For instance, that one, when it was done live, was sung by Horace Andy, and that you had Toots in and Citizen Cope and all these people. Were there songs that anybody... I remember having Ziggy Marley on the show, and there were certain words that he would not use. And did any of that come up with the recording of this?
Yeah, we definitely approached some artists that we'd worked with before and that really were into this from a musical standpoint. But when they saw the lyrics, you know, the full lyric list, realized they couldn't do the song. So we had some of that.
Well, like what would be an example?
Well, I know we had Luciano, who really was vibing off of the music for Lucky. And
yeah.
Once he read that list, any references to killing, or even if it's the metaphor or something.
Right,
like that,
right,
you
know? Right. Why not killing? How does that figure in?
Basically for some of our artists, it went against their religious beliefs, their Rastafarian beliefs, to speak about those things.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily expect you to have heard from Pink Floyd for Dubside. I might expect you to actually have heard from Radiohead. Have they commented?
Yes, they have. Whenever we do this project with Dubside and with this, there's a lot of back and forth, not directly with the band, but with their management, with their publishers. And we actually heard back from Radiohead eventually that they didn't want us to do it. This was like after we were already in production. So obviously we all kind of freaked out. And we decided, you know, and we don't know what the reasoning behind that. It could be many. But we decided to do an emergency mix of two tracks. We did Lucky and Electioneering and sent it to them. And within about 48 hours, they came back and said that they loved it. And we had their full endorsement. And since then, Tom York's announced the album from stage. And Johnny Green with the guitarist has given us endorsement. And we've heard, you know, from basically every member of the band, on or off the record, that they support it. So that's huge for us. You know, Radiohead fans are...
oh, yeah.
Could be thick, you know,
oh, yeah.
Could be tough.
Absolutely.
So,
well, that is really great. What's next?
We're going to do a Letdown. And this is featuring many more on the vocals. Thank you.
Let Down from Radio Dread, and that one on the album, the Radio Dread album, is sung by Toots, and you do not miss him at all, as many more sings that one today, sounding great, and everybody likes that. That's good. Hey, Eric, when Easy Star started, when the label started, what was the vision for the label to begin with?
Our real goal was just to release music by local talent. New York and Brooklyn has a huge Caribbean and Jamaican population, and a lot of veteran artists that just weren't you know getting to record with labels. And that was a simple goal: just put out 7 inches by talent that you know we knew and loved around us. And it grew from that to this.
Okay, what was everybody's state of mind, if I may ask, when you came up with the idea for Dubside?
Well, the story goes, my partner Lem Hoppenheimer was walking down the street listening to Dark Side, and you know, his state of mind was probably affected by certain things, and he just realized that this would be a great dub album.
And you must have been at least a little bit surprised by the success of that, because that album, I don't know if people know, it hasn't been on the charts as long as the Pink Floyd album, but it has been doing really, really well for years now.
It's been on the chart, yes, been on the Billboard charts now for 3 years, and you know, in a lot of ways we were very surprised by success, but it followed our model that we've been doing before, and I think we felt really strongly about our Easy Star Productions. And again, working with the Easy Star All-Stars, all the musicians that we worked with doing live recording, we felt really strongly about the product. We were surprised at how well it crossed over. It's like kind of, I can't believe no one thought of it before.
Now, what happens when you go out and play live? Do you mostly play, who comes? Is it a reggae audiences come, or how does it work out?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. There's a mix. There's a huge Pink Floyd fan base that comes out to shows, and they've been very supportive. You have your reggae fans. You know, there's a lot of mixing in that world. The greatest thing about live shows is that you see, and I mean, this sounds cliche, but you see father and sons coming. You know, this has been a little bit of a late night bong hit classic for college students, and they're bringing their fathers or mothers, you know, who enjoy the first album.
What do you guys want to finish up with?
I think you're going to know this one. This is from our first record. Thank you.
good man bad. Money make enough man mad. Money make pretty than pretty no what to war. Forget about the good times. You better make a change your ways. You're not here for little major. Lose your mind. Come on. If you work with it, you're destined to fall. It's so addictive. You must be selective. You better sell your soul. Just for the money. When Jah Jah come, you know the things never funny. Yeah, when you're waiting a month again, you have to have faith, yeah, my friend. Well then, no for them no remember when they lose to get a dollar. No for them no remember when they lose to get the hunger. Now them get rich and a poor life big timer. Burn down the bridges that them cross over. So you're rich today, proper up tomorrow. What? That's just the way life goes. So, so, money's your money and friend of friend. So, we now put the money before the virgin. Them a worship and a kill for the dollar. Took the love of money, man, them on a dollar. Power is money, money is power. Well, you said all of them get conquered. Hey. Money's the root of all evil. Wait, say again, the root of all evil. Pick your money nice and learn something. It will put you in a problem with people. Come on, man. Money's the root of all evil. Wait, say again. The root of all evil. Money's the life, settlement, something. It will put you in a problem with people. So, men were created equal. Wait, say again. Created equal. But because of lust and vanity, that created evil. But men were created equal. Ah, created equal. So, you're better than me. Men are better than you. Come here, my crazy. Because so, money make a good man bad. What, well, bad? Money make no bad.
Give it none away, away, away.
back where it all started for the Easy Star All-Stars with a hit and a great bass line. Money from the Dub Side of the Moon album. Their new one is Radio Dread, the reggae version of OK Computer. Thank you guys so much for playing live today. A real treat.
Thanks for having us.
Easy Star All-Stars playing live today on the World Cafe.